David Crosby, and Ray Knapp.
Thank you. This is me. Can you take another look? Did I see you looking blindly at your book? Is it all that you thought it took? Can this road be taken, taken at all? Were you looking for signs along the way? Can you see by your lonely light of day? Is this road really the only way? Can this road be taken, taken at all? We lost it all.
No skyrockets, no smoke bombs.
No dwarfs.
No dwarfs throwing food in slow motion.
That's right.
Just us bunch of songs. Was a young man, I found an old dream. It's better than one I want, as you have ever seen me. I made it some new ways, and I painted the nose. So hard up in the air, I wrote a poem singing, carry me, yeah, carry me above this world. I once loved a girl, she was younger than me. Her parents kept her locked up in their life. She was crying at night, wishing she could be free. Of course, I mostly remember her laughing, standing and dancing and watching us play. Then there was my mother. She was lying in white sheets there. She was waiting to die. She said, if you just reach underneath this bed and untie these weights, I could surely fly. She was smiling, but she was tired. She would like to hear that last bell. You know, she still could, she would stand up, and she would sing, carry me, of this world. Song that we have not performed since right after the Civil War. We recorded this one afternoon when we recorded, this song, Carry Me, Wind on the Water, and Mama Mama in one afternoon. And
we were cheap. It was expensive, the studio, you see. So
quiet. We just knew the stuff. And we had a great band. And as I remember, we did this one first, and Danny Korshmore had to overdub his part because he got there 40 minutes late.
Yeah. sitting on the edge of my face in your pool, trying my best to keep it cool. She looked at me and ordered a margarita with no salt in her eyes. She held me, never asked me why. Actually working with David, because we can make complete left turns like that and doesn't seem to bother him at all.
I can't remember which way we turned last time. Free is me. It's having no memory at all is a great freedom. You meet so many nice new people. Superfund cleanup list. But they figured out a cheaper way to do it. Instead of taking your tax money, they put me in jail. It's a lot cheaper. Same effect. This song.
I hope I never buy one of those mattresses, by the way.
Yeah. I worked in the math this factory. In Texas, you have to work in some sort of factory when you're in prison down there. And they put me in math respect. They said, y'all got to have trade when you get out. Boy, I've been so worse mattresses. If you're ever in a really cheesy motel or a state room psychiatric institution, God help you, and you find yourself on a mattress that reminds you of your driveway, I may have made that mattress. But in any case, during this period of artistic decay, swimmingly well right now. During that period of artistic decay, I stopped writing for about 3-4 years. So much for the drugs enhanced creativity theory. But the last song that I wrote before I stopped was a song that I had most of the parts for. And a guy who is a wonderful friend, he's been a wonderful friend ever since I first met him. He's one of my best friends in the world. And he came over to the house where I was in the closet or something, doing something.
There's no piano in the closet, let me tell you.
Listening to the ninjas on the roof, probably. You know about them. The Bush people. All part of the psychosis. He came over and he said, David, you gotta stop that for a minute. He says, you know that song that you sang me part of? He says, let's go over to Warren's Yvonne's house. He's got a piano. He lives up here in Santa Barbara. And he dragged me over there. Miss Jackson I'm talking about. And he wouldn't let me quit. He stood over me.
Thank you.
love song. I tell you that because I write such weird shit you might not know.
I wanted to understand.
He knows everything that I'm supposed to be doing. And he really can hear. This is really a problem for me. And he remembers all the lyrics all the time. Which has induced me to become one of the leads in the fastest lip readers in history.
One day in 1977, we were playing a show in Houston, and we used to finish the Crosby, Stills, and Nash at that time with Find the Cost of Freedom. And so, so right after we went off, you know, Davey said, "Didn't I do great? Wasn't I great?" Because it's just a joke, you know. And I said, "Yeah, you were fine, except for the lyrics in Find the Cost of Freedom." He said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "Well, you sang Find the Coast of Sweden." He said, "I did not." I said, "I'll bet you $1,000. He said, $1,000? I didn't see that. You're wrong. I said, no, you'll never pay. It's okay. Don't worry. No. Come on, I'll bet you $1,000 I didn't sing Find the Coast of Sweden." We happened to be recording at the time. So I led Davey gently by the hand to the recording room, and I said, Stanley Johnson was our recording engineer then. Cue up Find the Cost of Freedom. Go to the second verse. I track right there. Now would you play it, please, and would you solo David's voice? I swear to God. Find the Coast of Sweden. I still have the check to this day.
This is a shameful thing.
that I used to be a king. Everything around me turned around me, turned around me, turned around. But I know all I've got to do is sing. I can lift myself way up the ground, way up the ground. It's all right.
Tell you something though, if he makes another mistake like that, we're gonna send him back and work for Neil.
Very cool thing to do, they come back deaf after they work for Neil. A lot of strange stuff has happened to me. Trying to take our house, and we were trying to hang on to it, but quite knocked it flat. It was just a message you get in Los Angeles. I said this when I was, I did a concert with Snoopy the other day, it's called Snoopy Art with my son. So we did a concert of it. Books rot. Your underwear rots. The place stinks. There's bad fire ants. It's an awful thing. Tarantulas. Ugly, soulless, just misbegotten place. And it's keeping the hell away. I think it's too good to share. I know that's kind of the elitist of me, but there I am. Anyway, what the hell else happened? Doctor walks into a room. I'm sitting there. He says, "Mr. Crosby, spit it out there. You're dying. Oh, and your wife's pregnant." He was right about the second thing. Hello, guys. Chris are funny. Our whole part in the entire thing is, you know. And they carry a cannonball for 9 months. It's like, it's a joke. Guys are funny. But in any case, a lot of stuff has happened. And what we do, the songwriters, is we try and distill all that stuff down. And it's someone that's very close to the bone. You're nearly dying and having a child, it's like having a big wave break over you. And I'm not sure I've got anywhere near.
This time, it's all
time to open up their eyes, never knowing when life means. But in the heartland, people everywhere try to share their hopes and dreams. It's like making something out of nothing. I mean, you know, because songs don't exist until songwriters, you know, clutch these phrases from the writing songs is really a weird, weird sense of sculpture. It's like that Eskimo sculpture said. This critic came up to an art gallery and he says, you know, how do you make such beautiful walruses? How do you do that? And the Eskimo sculptor looked at him and like wondering, and he said, it's really easy. You just start with a piece of stone and then you cut away everything that doesn't look like a walrus. Here's a song from Nicolette. It's called Lost Another One. Just another morning cup of tea. I turn my radio on. In between the static and the headlines, I heard that you were gone. Lost another one. There was a time we thought we were invincible.
little more and put a little more bottom here.
Smile when you say a little more bottom. Time in history.
Little bit.
Stephen Cloud, who's one of the most amazing people I've ever met. Steve McBeth is our production manager over there, veteran of many of these events. Steve Magner's doing our monitors and Jackson's guitars. Gonzo was doing Crosby Nash guitars. There's been a whole bunch of people that have been helpful. The building, by the way, has really been over backwards to help us and try to understand it. We do things a little bit differently. This building's getting better all the time. Please take care of it. Register and vote. Be kind to your brothers and sisters. We'll be back with the show in just a second.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a real pleasure to be here. Standing here by the highway side, watching these trucks blow by, inches from my face. Yeah, I'm thinking about the time I've wasted and the pleasure we once tasted. Looking up and down this road, I've been here. Can't be here no more. Yeah, I know I'm rolling down California Drive with your laughter in my head. Gonna hit the bucket out of time. And I thought that it would kill me, but I'm alive. Yeah, baby, I'm alive. Yeah, baby, I'm alive.
To listen to them sing is, before I sing, is a great pleasure too, if not sort of a daunting one. They're an amazing form, these guys. Thanks. This is a song Southern California, and from about 20 years ago. Well, it wasn't written then, but it's from that part of me that still lives in there. In that time, it's about the time I spent starting to write songs and dream about moving to a big city.
To the
comes for me in the night. Voices of my friends. Your face bathing me in light. I hope that never ends. It is turning, pages turning, pages burning, faded pages open and lost. Better bring your own redemption when you come to the barricades of heaven where I'm from.
Driving up here today is from and on Gaviota, and something great happened. It's magical. I took this turn on the road, and suddenly I remember there's this spot that I remembered from the first time I ever hitchhiked to San Francisco. It's wild how you can remember a place like that. That was maybe the moment I first fell in love with this part of California. Of course, after living in Orange County, you knew pretty much all of this about anything. But I've never seen anything like it. I mean,
was a ruby that she wore on a chain around her neck in the shape of a heart, in the shape of a heart. It was a time I won't forget for the sorrow and regret and the shape of a heart, and the shape of a heart. I guess I never knew what she was talking about. I guess I never knew what she was living without. People speak of love, don't know what they're thinking of. Wait around for the one if it's just like a glove. Speak in terms of belief and belonging. Try to fit some word to their longing. People speak of love, from some ancient fight, about the size of a fist, or something thrown at a nest. And there were other holes as well, and that house burned my skull. Far too many to repair in the time that we were there. People speak of love, don't know what they're thinking of. Reach out to each other through the push and shove. Speak in terms of the life and the learning. Try to find some word for the burning. You keep it up. You try so hard to keep the light from coming. Never know what breaches and faults are concealed in the shape of a heart. In the shape of a heart. In the shape of a heart. She was talking about. I guess I never heard you. But she was neither but loud. People speak of love, don't know what they think of love. Wear a mouth for the one if it's just like a glove. Speak in terms of a life and the living. Try to find the word for forgiving. Keep it up, you try so hard to keep the light from coming apart. And never know the shallows and the unseen leaves that are there from the start. In the shape of a heart. In the shape of a heart. In the shape of a heart. In the shape of a heart.
Cody Lee's the name of the guitar I was just playing, because when I bought it, it had this name, Cody Lee Shannon, written on the side of the case, and it was too cool, you know? So became Cody Lee. I don't name my guitars. But if I was going to name this guitar, I named this guitar Bonnie. Bonnie, baby. Dedicate this song to Lois. To Lois and Robin Caps. And also the people that we are lucky to have among us who are willing to step up to the plate and take a shot at making this place better where it needs to be better and preserve it where it's just fine the way it is. Sun going down in the USA. Down lane, there's a family sleeping in the doorway. Around the corner, you can hear the sound. People dancing around the golden calf. The billboards and the TV screen. They got food and cars, toys and trucks and jeans. Like a homeless child's fitful dream. Smiling faces, free from wanting. Life's abundance beyond.
Sun coming up 100 years away. On another world in another time. Things like hunger, greed and hatred, one way or another, gonna be eradicated. World in motion, speed your change. Close your distances, drive your windows, lose your fears and meet your dangers, world in motion.
Thank you.
your prayers go drifting into space. You never know when we'll be coming down. Perhaps a better world is drawing near. Just as easily could all disappear. Along with whatever meaning you might have found. Don't let the uncertainty turn you around. Go on and make a joyful sound into a cancer you have grown from a seed somebody else has grown. Go on ahead and throw some seeds of your own, and somewhere between the time you arrive and the time you go may lie the reason.
It is such a gas to see David Crosby. Yeah. It just gets better. It gets better. I was at his house not too long ago, a month or so ago, and I was looked around and thought, man, this is happening. This is so cool. You know, he's a baby, beautiful wife, beautiful. I mean, beautiful. Yeah, always said all the best stuff. Anyway. Not by anything he said, you know, because you couldn't understand what he was talking about most of the time, but just by all the shit that he had, that he knew something, and the best dope, and the best cars, and the best guitars, and something, all the most important stuff. What was important then, you know, but that changes, you know. To sing this song for him, I could probably sing it for a lot of people, but tonight I'm going to sing this for David. This is a song I used to sing a lot. I learned the song as a guitar piece before I ever knew what it was about, and then when I found out what it was about, then I really found out what it was about. Now if I want to sing the song, I could change the words. So, okay, without any further ado, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. The rehab version of cocaine. This is LaDonna. Don't come with that Yanni business, okay? This is Johnny. No, it's Johnny. I said, Gianni, be good. Sitting here thinking about way back when everybody on that was my best friend. Cocaine running all around my brain. It was you take Sally and I'll take Sue. And if you let me see your coke, I will take that too. Cocaine running all around my brain. Mama,
is strange how a mind can turn and a life can change. Cocaine running all around my brain. There was damage to the body, damage to the soul, damage to the quality of the rock and roll. And the years spent stumbling around, half knowing something was wrong. And it don't help now, but you can look back and see how some of us damaged our creativity. And there are those good friends of mine who are dead. As a tag, except for those 7 billion brain cells I wouldn't mind having now. This is these sort of dormant cells waking up in my system. You start feeling tired. You get tired of walking around looking and feeling like shit. You decide this is the day I quit. But later in the evening, you start thinking about it. But I wouldn't have been a user even one more day if you could have shown me how I was helping turn a profit for the CIA. Cocaine. A song from the
anti-nuclear movement. This goes back to the 60s, to the nuclear disarmament movement in Europe. Graham and I recorded this song a long time ago. It's a really good song. It's called The Crow on the Cradle.
The sheep's in the meadow, the cow's in the corn. Now is the time for a child to be born. They laugh at the moon and they cry for the sun. And if it's a boy, he'll carry a gun. Send the crow.
On the cradle.
take it home. And they pick up a brick, oh, brick or a stone. And there were lives in the balance. There were people on the fire. There were children at the cannons. There are. There's a shadow on the faces of the men who found the flames, of the wars that are fought in places, but we can't even say the names. They sell us the president the same way they sell us our clothes and our cars. They sell us everything from youth to religion, the same time they sell us our war. I wanna know who the man in the shadows are. I wanna hear somebody asking them why. They can be counted on the tellers, so our enemies are. But they're never the ones to fight and to die. And there were lives in the balance. There were people on the fire. There were children at the cannons. There was blood.
Produce the record and then completely drop me on site.
And now I can talk. The guy was a flake. But he made up for it in a major way because he came to say.
Wait a minute, man.
No, I know. Your ship came in right at that moment. You were hard to reach.
Oh, man.
He may have been a flake, but he's our flake.
He's our flake.
It was his girl.
There was nothing to do. Say, he made up for it because he came and sang a bunch of his songs, and that more than anything made a huge difference. And I think that, you know, you see my record, my first record, really well, and I'm still very indebted to it. And then Grant came along and added his own music to it. Well, actually, he picked it, he was the only one. So, anyway, no, I just wanted to express my gratitude and also to sing you this song, which is the song that sang out first.
Come again tomorrow.
She would stare across the water from the trees. Last time he was home, he held her on his knee. He said the next time they would sail away, just where they keep anchor safe.
Get down and see. Open my eyes and wake up alive in the world.
his heartbreak and his joy, with a constantly giving birth to life and to forces that destroy, and the infinite power chain of life.
Crosby crying.
It's terrible.
Don't
go there, girlfriend.
I kicked my legs in the air.